But, someone might argue, that's natural beauty. How about artistic beauty? Isn't that exhaustively cultural? No, I don't think it is. And once again, I'd like to look back to prehistory to say something about it. It is widely assumed that the earliest human artworks are the stupendously skillful cave paintings that we all know from Lascaux and Chauvet. Chauvet caves are about 32,000 years old, along with a few small realistic sculptures of women and animals from the same period. But artistic and decorative skills are actually much older than that. Beautiful shell necklaces that look like something you'd see at an arts and crafts fair, as well as ochre body paint, have been found from around 100,000 years ago. But the most intriguing prehistoric artifacts are older even than this. I have in mind the so-called Acheulean hand axes. The oldest stone tools are choppers from the Olduvai Gorge in East Africa. They go back about 2.5 million years. These crude tools were around for thousands of centuries until around 1.4 million years ago when Homo erectus started shaping single thin stone blades, sometimes rounded ovals, but often in what are to our eyes an arresting symmetrical pointed leaf or teardrop form. These Acheulean hand axes, they're named after Saint-Acheul in France, where finds were made in the 19th century, have been unearthed in their thousands, scattered across Asia, Europe, and Africa, almost everywhere Homo erectus and Homo ergaster roamed. Now, the sheer numbers of these hand axes shows that they can't have been made for butchering animals. And the plot really thickens when you realize that, unlike other Pleistocene tools, the hand axes often exhibit no evidence of wear on their delicate blade edges. And some, in any event, are too big to use for butchery. Their symmetry, their attractive materials, and above all, their meticulous workmanship are simply quite beautiful to our eyes, even today.